Schwarzenegger's failed infrastructure plan included funding for flood control and improvements on levees. It was only a small portion, about $5 billion, of the massive bond proposal. But lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agree that fixing California's aging levee system is the state's most urgent need. Tamara Keith of member station KPCC reports from Sacramento.
Les Harder has been working for the state of California on flood control issues for 30 years. He's deputy director of public safety for the state's Department of Water Resources, and he's the resident expert on levees. He stands on a levee at the south end of the city of Sacramento. On one side is the massive Sacramento River. On the other, a neighborhood of colorful wood frame homes known as the Pocket.
You see these homes, and you see the homes, the roofs are about the level where we're standing. This is an area of deep potential flooding. It would look just like the lower Ninth Ward in East New Orleans.
It's raining, as it often is in Sacramento this time of year. The rain is bitter cold. Still, the river is nowhere near flood stage. But what flood control experts worry about is a warm winter storm known as a Pineapple Express. Those storms melt snow in the mountains and could overwhelm the state's rivers and fragile levees. This neighborhood has a 1 in 4 chance of flooding over the 30-year life of a home mortgage.
We have less than half the level of protection that New Orleans did. Sacramento has a much higher chance of getting flooding, everything else being the same. New Orleans just was unluckier.
With hopes of avoiding a Katrina-like disaster in California, late last month, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a state of emergency for California's levee system. It's an unusual step to declare an emergency before disaster strikes, but it frees up $100 million in state funds immediately. The release of this money allows some critical fixes to be made before the next flood season. And with an eye to the long term, Schwarzenegger says he's still hoping the legislature will put a bond package before voters later this year to fund as much as $6 billion in levee improvements.
It's not just a $100 million fix for our levees, but it is billions of dollars that have to be spent on really rebuilding our levees to make the people feel safe and to create the kind of safety.
But it may be a false sense of safety, says UC Davis geology professor Jeffrey Mount. Mount says spending billions to repair levees is important, but not a perfect fix.
You're fixing a system which is broken and can't be fixed, meaning the levees are underdesigned. You do not have a flood control system here with the current levees operating at their very, very best, which can protect urban development.
Urban development that is happening in the shadow of levees all over the Sacramento region, including this brand new home development on the western bank of the Sacramento River.
This neighborhood we're standing in here right now, I can throw a rock from the levee and hit a house. They're that close to the levees. That concentrates the damages.
Governor Schwarzenegger will continue making his case for funding for levee repairs to the state legislature. In the meantime, this morning he's pitching California's needs to Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. The two are taking a helicopter tour of the region, where Schwarzenegger hopes to show Secretary Chertoff what's at stake. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.